Shush, Dad. It'll be all right. Oh, what is it now? Shh, Dad. Quiet now. All right.
Miss Elizabeth Tangy.
Who are you?
My name is Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, wait, Dad! What do you want?
Your father is ill, is he not? My friend here is a doctor. Perhaps he can help.
Oh, please.
I won't harm him, I promise you.
Oh, come in. Come in. Oh, his foot! Dad!
Take his feet, Holmes.
Right.
Now, let's have a look at you. This looks like a case of malaria.
It is.
You have some pills for him?
Yes, these, but I daren't give him any more.
There, old chap. Rest. There's a good fella.
You're not the police, are you?
No, but I rather think that we have a few things to discuss.
He caught the disease when he was abroad with the guard.
So, the night of the theft, when he was asleep.
He'd just recovered from another bout a few days before.
If his employers found out that he was subject to these attacks,
they'd fire him like a shot.
Yeah.
Well, things are hard enough as it is.
So, this is what you've been hiding, defending so vigorously.
I never took that paper, Mr. Holmes. I love my country. My father lost his health in the service of it. We may be poor, but we're not traitors. You must believe me. Coming, Dad. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am. Do you believe her, Holmes?
Oh, yes. I'm quite certain that she did not do it.
And who the devil did?
My God. Who's there? Who are you? Help! Help! Help, please! Someone! Help!
The next day, Holmes and I travelled down to Woking in the early afternoon. When we arrived at the house, the brother and sister were together in the sick room with Phelps, and there was an air of barely suppressed excitement and fear in the place.
Perhaps we've more to tell you than you have us.
Really?
Yeah, we've had an adventure during the night.
Okay, let us hear it.
Well, last night was the very first I had slept without a nurse in the room. About 2 a.m, I'd sunk into a light sleep, but suddenly I was awakened by a noise. It was a sharp click, a metallic sound from the window.
But we found out later somebody had forced the catch box.
Oh, quiet, Joseph. Let Percy tell us.
The window was slowly opened. I saw a man, at least I think it was a man, crouching, then gone in a flash. He wore some sort of cloak which came across the lower part of his face. He had a long knife in his hand. I fear he may have been trying to kill me, Mr. Holmes.
But why?
I don't know. Perhaps some wide conspiracy? Yes,
perhaps, but a knife has many uses.
Dear me, you were safer at school, Phelps. What happened next?
I was not strong enough to follow him. I shouted. Shouted again, or eventually the whole household came tumbling in.
Joseph and the groom found some marks on the flower bed under the window.
Ah, but the weather's been so dry there was no trail. But I tell you what I did find, Mr. Holmes. There's a wooden fence in the grounds that hangs close to the road. Now, the top of one of the rails had been snapped off. I reckon the fellow scraped his way over there and made off up the road. Though I'm no great detective, I admit.
You seem to have done very well. Mr. Phelps, do you think you could walk around the house with me?
Oh, yes, I should enjoy a little sunshine.
I'll come as well. I can show you the fence.
And I also...
I'm afraid not, Miss Harrison. I must ask you to remain exactly where you are.
But why? Oh,
please do as Mr. Holmes requests, Jenny. I'm sure he knows best.
Very well.
Perhaps Watson might stay and keep you company.
Oh, delighted.
Excellent.
It's just over here, Mr. Holmes.
A moment, if you please. You see, why choose that particular room? Well, I should have thought that either of the other two windows would have had more attraction for a burglar.
Perhaps I was the target, not the room.
Perhaps. Let's have a look at this fence.
Here, what do you think?
It's broken, all right. You think this was done last night? Looks rather old, does it not?
Possibly, I expect.
Yeah. No marks of anyone jumping down the other side.